Psachim, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Hay, 7-5. This Mishnah continues on the previous. In fact, I sort of said probably more than I needed to in the previous Mishnah, which will take us a long way in this Mishnah. We had said previously that the Korban Pesach, the essential point of the Korban Pesach is that people should eat it, whereas the essential point of other Korbanos is that it should be offered on the Mizbeach. And therefore, that being the case, our Mishnah will consider what happens if, of those two parts, the Emurim, we'll call them, the sacrificial parts, as the Mishnah refers to it, as the Chalev, the fats. So those are for, so to speak, the Mizbeach, Hashem's consumption, if you will, whereas the meat, the basar, the flesh, is for human consumption. The question is, if only one of those can be consumed, because, let's say, either the meat became Tameh, so you only could offer the Chalev, or the Chalev became Tameh, so you could only eat the meat, but you haven't yet offered the blood, do you go through with it or not? And the Mishnah will say, it depends what kind of korban it is. Normal korbanos, the essential part is the emurim, and therefore as long as the emurim are tahor, yes, you offer the blood. Whereas the korban pesach, since the essential part is the consumption of the meat, if the meat can't be eaten, then you wouldn't offer the blood. And if it could be eaten, then yes, you would offer the blood. The Mishnah says inside, Nitma habasar ba'achelev kayam. If for korban pesach, we're talking about here, the flesh, the meat becomes tamei, ba'achelev kayam, but the chelev, meaning the emurim, the sacrificial parts that go on the mizbeach, again, we're talking about here the fats, or abdominal fats around certain organs, as well as the two kidneys, part of the liver, and in the case of a lamb, the fatty tail. If that is kayam, it still is tahor, it's around, the extant could be put on the mizbeach. Eino zorek es adam, nevertheless, you will not apply the blood to the mizbeach, because if you can't eat the meat, that's the point of Korban Pesach, no point in applying the blood, meaning the whole sacrifice will just be burned. It's just invalidated, useless. On the flip side, nitma chelev ha-basar kayam. If the chelev, the sacrificial parts for the mizbeach, becomes tamei, but the basar kayam, that the flesh remains around and edible as tahor, so then zorek es adam, you would apply the blood of the Korban Pesach, because that allows the meat to be eaten, and that's the essential component of the Korban Pesach, that the meat should be eaten by the people who are the bialim, the manuya of the people who are registered on that Korban Pesach. The flip side is, umbukdashin, when it comes to other kinds of korbanos, enokain. The principle is exactly the other way around. Ela afal pisha nitma habasar, even if the meat becomes tame and you can't eat it anymore, v'chelev kayam, but if the sacrificial parts that are still around and tower and could be put on the mizbeach, zorek es adam, you would apply the blood to the mizbeach, because as we said before, the essential part is the emorim when it comes to other korbanos. Now that Mishnah is straightforward enough. There is a question that needs to be answered, which is how in the world could this happen? The normal procedure is to shecht the korban, and a few seconds later, its blood has been applied to the mizbeach, and like the animal's still, you know, right there on the floor in the middle of the chatzer. How in the world could it be that some of the fats become tamei and some of the meat becomes tahor, or vice versa? It just doesn't stand to reason. If a dead rat or the equivalent would touch the animal, it would all become tamei. So either it's all or nothing. How could it be that some yes, some no? So you have to come up with a scenario where essentially the animal was slaughtered, the blood was caught, but it wasn't offered. It was sort of just kept stirred around because there was a delay, and you hadn't yet applied the blood for quite a while. We had a case earlier in the Masechta about how if the Korban Pesach were shechted before the Tamei Shel Ben Harabayim was offered, the proper thing to lechachila was to keep the blood stirring so it shouldn't congeal. And then you know, after the Tamei Shel Ben Harabayim is offered, then you bring the Korban Pesach. So in a scenario like that, or something similar, where you have the blood sort of being swirled around in a cup waiting for application, and in the meantime, if you would have flayed and, you know, dissected the animal to parts, and then some of the parts become Tamei, and some of the parts remain Tahor, like the Mishnah describes, and the blood it hadn't been applied, that would be the question of how, do you still apply the blood or not? That's, and only that kind of weird case is when, you know, the Mishnah would actually be applicable to Maisa, but the Mishnah, notwithstanding its applicability in real life, certainly teaches us the principles of the essential part of the various korbanos and the unique nature of the Korban Pesach, that it's all about the meat being consumed by the people.